producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven past the hour.
Yeah, I agree.
So spread out and enjoy yourself. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, you and me with a focus on Dancing with the Stars. Now, I come to you, Jennifer, because I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name.
Okay.
Val, is it Chermovsky? How do you pronounce this guy's name?
Close. No one really knows how to say his last name. Chermovsky. I don't know.
He has a brother.
Yeah, something like that. Here's his scoop. His brother, Max, was actually the first on Dancing with the Stars. He's been on, like, since the beginning. He's super hot.
Right.
And then the brother joined the cast a couple of years ago. That's Val. And
right.
Not quite as hot. But both of them, very difficult last name.
Val, apparently not too smart either, being sued by a 16-year-old girl who has Down syndrome, claims that Chermakowski caused her severe emotional distress by posting a picture of her that mocked her.
Oh,
the girl claims
she
was at a baseball game. Somebody took a picture of her drinking a soda, and then this guy posted the picture with the heading, "Everything That's Wrong with America." It became of a focus last year. He posted it 3 weeks ago on Facebook. The caption on the meme read, "Letting your kid become obese should be considered child abuse."
Wow.
So
that's horrible.
Yeah,
you know, these guys are not, they don't have the best reputation for being the nicest people on the planet. So
really?
They are very tough with people. They definitely have a weight thing. Like, they always are looking at people's physique. They comment on it very publicly on the show. So,
CBS News even posted the picture. But it went,
it was
traced back to her.
Though, after they perform, Jennifer, where they're all hugging and they're like embraced, waiting for the judges' responses to how they did. And my wife watches it, and I'm like, what if you're that guy's wife or that girl's husband sitting in the audience watching that guy or that girl wrap themselves around your spouse?
Yeah.
All right, so the mother is the one who started this. They've taken it down, apparently, and he's apologized. I'm truly sorry for the lack of sensitivity. Apparently, the mother sees like she can get a couple of bucks out of this. So, and the girl wants $6 million from Val and $600,000 from the photographer.
Let's not get a little crazy. Now I'm starting to lose support.
Yeah. Okay, is it true that Kate Middleton is pregnant with baby number 3?
Ooh, I don't know. I haven't heard. Is that the rumor
cranking out? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that is the rumor. Yep. There's a rumor there. No rumor with Groundhog Day, however. This lovely little rodent did not see his or her shadow when it came out of the ground. So winter is over.
It's finished. Early spring.
Yeah.
It hasn't really been that bad. Like, I know you guys dug out. You had one big snowstorm, which was gigantic.
What do you mean you guys? I haven't been in a snowstorm.
East Coast.
In
California. You know what? We've had a great winter with the and even that snowstorm, really, everything went well with it. It was not bad. So I will take this winter every single year. It's going to be 65 degrees tomorrow. Bring it on.
Congratulations. Get things here growing.
Did you see the Broncos, the Denver Broncos buses got into a wreck last night on the way back from practice?
Oh.
Three buses just kind of...
Kind of
slammed into each other.
Speaking of the...
that's what we're going to do
Super
to Carolina,
Bowl.
Yo.
Uber driver. Everybody's got to get in on the Super Bowl action. Uber drivers are protesting a fare cut. Drivers honking horns and snarling traffic outside of Uber's headquarters in San Francisco over their frustration with falling pay rates. The drivers are angry because Uber cut the fares across the country over the course of the last month, resulting in reduced pay for drivers. Rates in San Francisco cut by about 10%. One wonders, I know some people that are Uber drivers, and they got into this thing not expecting it to be a full-time career, for God's sakes. They made extra money with it, and it's grown in, what's the extemporaneous? Is that the word? No, it's another word, but it means
a couple of people I talked to, a former cab driver, and then the guy I know here that does it, they say it's a great part-time gig.
Yeah, right. And I think that's where people ought to be going with it. But now everybody has rights, and everybody's going to protest. And I'm one who says, I want you to protest, but let's protest something that is going to make a difference, if you will, in our lives. And I'm not sure that this does. Uber is helpful. I like Uber, frankly. I have not tried Lyft at all. But
every time somebody creates
they'll ruin it. Exactly.
Yep. They'll ruin it.
So Super Bowl ads. The Super Bowl advertisers out in force online. Anybody gone online to try to figure out? Let's see here. Amazon is teasing its ad with Alec Baldwin. Hyundai revealed that Kevin Hart and Ryan Reynolds are in ads showcasing Genesis and Elantra. Let's see. Skittles having Aerosmith's Steven Tyler promote their candy. Bud Light is creating its own fake political party. Amy Schumer and Seth Rogen are involved. So what are we... Is this that big? This that big a deal?
Yep. Sure is.
Really?
Yep.
The commercials are huge.
Yeah, apparently. Snickers has teased a spot this year featuring Willem Dafoe playing Marilyn Monroe.
That ought to be interesting.
I think that'll be weird. I think that, you know, Doritos has had consistently the best idea for the Super Bowl to capitalize on the price that they pay for Super Bowl commercials, because they're not cheap. People are paying, I mean, you pay a lot of money for a Super Bowl commercial.
$4 million for a 30-second spot this year.
So how do you maximize it? I think Doritos has done something really cool, and that's over the last few years. Not sure if they're doing it this year, but they've let people create their own Super Bowl commercial, and then they submit it online. So, like, the excitement builds ahead of the game, and then during the game, the winning commercial actually gets its chance. And I think that's genius, because you've taken your $4 million and you've actually made it into a whole month-long ad campaign, which is pretty
good
smart
business
on their part. Yeah.
It's good business. It's all about good business. Speaking
and Doritos for life. Who doesn't love that?
This is something that may... I wonder whether this is going to work in America or not. The Bank of Japan has introduced negative interest rates because they want to boost their recovery. This is the third largest economy in the world. So they are imposing a 0.1% fee on deposits left with the bank. That's negative interest.
Wow.
You're not going to make money. They're going to charge you money for leaving your money in the bank. There's real incentive for you. An immediate impact on the financial markets, the Nikkei stock index, which had been down at the close of business on Friday, went up higher. How does that... I don't get this. What am I missing here? If you put your money in the bank and they're going to charge you for keeping the money in the bank...
Japan is... I mean, how long has it been? 20 years they've been into this slide and haven't been able to climb out?
Mm-hmm. Their inflation rate there is less than 1% and has been for a number of years. I just don't get how, if you put your money in the bank, so what else are you going to do with it? You put your money in the stock market, or you just keep it there? They need money in order to lend it out, to rent it. So this is a negative, I don't understand this.
You want some good news, Dudley?
Yes, Richie, I'd like to go.
General Electric is going to stop making the CFL light bulb by the end of the year.
Light bulb is no good. There was never any good.
Those fluorescent ones where if they break in your house, you have to leave the house for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's weird.
And you have to take them back to like the Home Depot or the Lowe's to recycle them. Yeah. They say by the end of the year, we are done with the CFL, and we're going to convert to LED. It's a lot.
Yeah, those are no good either. neither of them are any good. In my
I like the LEDs. They're good for me. And they're
good for you.
Anything that lasts 25 years or 20 years.
Doesn't last 25 years. Bunk them. That's the problem with them.
In your
they're
house
lying through their teeth. I've never had an LED bulb last more than 6 months. They're crap.
You got an got an electrical issue in that house, my friend.
No, I don't have
I've had them.
No matter where
years.
I put them. In the barn, in the house, wherever they are. Junk. Bring back the old bulbs. Let's bring back the good old days.
Bring back Thomas Edison.
Yeah. You want to say that louder?
What's happening?
There's a voice here in the wilderness.
Sounds very strange.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. 16 past the hour. Okay, come on. Calm down, will you please? 16 after this is a good day.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation aneurysis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I've been an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the flame-grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, Google is, as of today, the world's most valuable company. It trades as Google, trades as Alphabet. Over the past year, the stock has gone up about $200. The markets will open today at 7:52, Jennifer, right? You Googled Google, and what did you find?
Google. I Googled Google, and it took me back to Google. But then when I Googled Google stock price.
You Googled Google and went back to Google?
What? It did. Wow. And then when I said Google stock price, it said $752 a share right now, up 905.
All right, so it's a good place to put your money if you have that much money to put into something. Apple was in the number one slot. That stock, however, is more value, as far as value of company, but I think the Apple stock is more.
Want to
Google
question.
Apple stock quickly and see?
Sure. 752.
Richie, if you got Siri there, ask her what Google stock is.
Hold on a second. Stock. You're not going to have time.
Come on, guys.
Apple stock, $96.43.
Siri, what is Apple stock today?
$96.43.
0.93% yesterday at $96.43.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Inside the world of music radio.
Music radio, FM 103,
24 after the hour. What the heck is he talking about? This is the portion of our program where we specialize in trying to bring you musical stories. If your musical tastes are pop music like mine, that's cool. This is Third Eye Blind with the number 5 song from this week in 1999 called Jumper. Everybody in on this one?
Yeah, I used to love this song.
Why?
You know, I don't know. It just, I loved it. I
she
loved
songs about people standing on the ledge getting ready to off themselves.
Really?
Yeah,
maybe the same reason as I like the Tokens. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps.
That's not 1982, sir.
1999. All right. So Third Eye Blind's number 5 this week in 1999 with Jumper. Number 4 belongs to R. Kelly and Celine Dion. Another song here, and I can't quite put my mind on what the other song is, but I don't hear this song. I hear another song. Maybe I'm just hearing things. All right, so this number 4 song. What do you? I'm Your Angel, Jen. What do you?
I don't remember anything about this song.
No, me either.
Okay, so let's go to number 3 then. This week in 1999, Deborah Cox. Nobody's supposed to be here.
I remember this.
I've spent all my life on a search to find the love won't stay for
Jennifer, give us a profile of Brandy, who's in the number two position during this week in 1999.
She was monstrous in the late 90s. Kind of disappeared since then. Her brother is Ray J, who made Kim Kardashian famous with that sex tape of hers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Get to number one, shall we? This is Britney Spears, Baby One More Time, number one in 1999.
Now we're talking.
Doug, do you remember what she was wearing in this video?
Yes, I do. Nothing.
Nope.
Isn't this the one with the red leather, Jen?
This was when she was in the schoolgirl outfit.
Oh.
Really?
No comment.
Yes. She's such pig.
You guys, I didn't say anything. What do you mean, you guys are such pigs?
I could just hear what you're saying.
I didn't say a word. Do not accuse me of anything
I
say nothing. No, don't give me that either.
Your silence speaks volumes, Stephen.
Right. Of course it does. Right. Doesn't it always? I can be hung by the neck until dead for what I didn't say.
Yeah, women rule. You don't say anything, you say something. Either way, you're in trouble.
Right. No matter what I say or don't say,
no matter what,
I'm in big trouble.
Get used to it.
Thank you. I am already. Thanks.
Just that
Kanye West in a Twitter war coming up in the next half hour of Good Day. Well, it's 28 minutes after the hour now.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let the kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens, but cooped?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
It's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with my friend Jennifer Horn, my friend Rich McFadden, your friend Doug Steffens, also known as Dudley, has the quote of the day today. If you believe in something, you got to fight for it. The assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors was talking about the fight the team is having to get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches back on their private plane. The sandwiches were banned by trainers because there's too much sugar in them. Wow. How about that for solidarity, huh?
That's a bummer. I thought these people make me mad. Peanut butter is supposed to be so good for you.
Yeah,
come on.
It's the jelly that's got the sugar, but
let's not split hairs.
PBJ.
No. Got it back again. So do you think that the big politicians eat peanut butter? Can you see Ted Cruz eating a peanut butter and jelly
sandwich?
Sure,
I can. Are
or
you kidding?
The Donald eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Just before they go on
stage. Marco Rubio.
I'm not
or Hillary
sure Cruz
Clinton.
is able to eat peanut butter because it shuts down his mouth for a couple of minutes. Did you see his acceptance speech last night? Man, it was like he had just won the presidency. He was like forever. Going for a filibuster.
God bless the people of Iowa.
He was wearing one of those astronaut diapers. He was up there for so long. Mm-hmm. Woof. Tinkle City, man.
Governor Martin O'Malley is out. Former Governor Huckabee is out. See you later, alligator. Hoo-hoo. Last night was the first reading of the presidential tea leaves on the Democratic side. It's still kind of hazy. Is there a clear winner there? Mrs. Clinton was ahead by a head. As it were, if this is a horse race.
Five. Was decided by a coin toss.
Yeah, it was a tie in the caucuses. So the rule is that they flip a coin, and Hillary won 5 of 5. So now she's out there saying, yep, I won.
Right. Was it her coin?
Look at the coin flip.
Anybody look at both sides?
Coin for that.
Bill's like, here's the one I use at all my dates. Try this one.
Oh, my God. I'm in Palm Springs, California for a couple of more days. Bill Clinton was here over the weekend because he has his Bill Clinton Foundation golf tournament.
He was giving
the prize of $1 million to whoever it was that won. I forgot. And then there was a rumor that Barack Obama coming back to Palm Springs to look for a house on the golf course here. Wow. That's a big deal. There are a lot of presidents who actually like it.
That's a nice area.
Gerald Ford had a house. It is a nice, great area.
Yeah.
It's too bad it's so hard to get to, actually. And, I mean, in terms of the traffic when you come down. I told you the other day we drove down on Friday, and it normally is about 100 miles, maybe a little bit more. It took us 5 hours. That's what happens on Friday afternoon.
Oof. Yep.
The Delaware Supreme Court. Well, actually, this is not just the Delaware Supreme Court. This is the head judge of the court issued an order halting all trials in Delaware, all penalty hearings in the state of Delaware, and all lower court challenges to the death penalty in Delaware. The Supreme Court has called for the death penalty to be reviewed after the Supreme Court ruling. I would have thought it would be the other way around, but all it does is bring back around the focus on the death penalty and how it, at this point in time, doesn't have any value. It doesn't do anything. It just is vengeance, which in some cases, in my mind, is appropriate, but not often. And you have all these people who are on death row that we're paying for. You spend $1 million per inmate to go through the normal things because they're automatic challenges. They're always set up. Come on, let's just forget about it. All right, what at this point, nobody thinks about that. It's like, let's kill Obamacare. Yeah, let's have another vote. Nobody thinks that every time you take a vote, it costs $1 million for the taxpayer to go through that charade. Nobody thinks about that. And nobody thinks about what it costs to put somebody to death. It's not worth it, frankly. I don't. It isn't to me, anyway.
Can we go back
to
the coin toss thing for 1 second?
Yeah, you may.
This was awesome.
What happened? What did you find?
In one of the caucuses, okay, they have a total of 484 eligible caucus attendees, and they were recorded. Yes. But when each candidate's preference group was counted, Clinton had 240, Sanders had 179, and Martin O'Malley had 5. Which made him non-viable, so he's out. So all the right. Figures add up to 424 participants, leaving 60 missing. They don't know what happened to 60 of the votes.
So when the numbers is Clinton's email,
huh? Yeah, right. They sent him to Hillary in her email, and got kicked out of the server. Yeah. So when they plugged all of the numbers that they had into the machine for the formula to determine the delegate allocations. Mm-hmm. Hillary received 4 of the delegates, Sanders received 3, and one of them was unassigned. So they didn't know what to do with the unassigned vote. So they called the party leader in Iowa, and he suggested the coin toss to figure out what to do with the one extra vote.
He's still on the coin toss?
And Hillary
still stuck
got
on
it.
That? You still stuck on that?
It's hilarious. They couldn't count the votes, so they flipped the coin to figure out who the winner was.
There was, you know, if I were and I bet you Bernie will say something because he doesn't sit around on this. There was
protest.
That wasn't the only controversy I heard too from Iowa. I heard that Ben Carson is very ticked off at Ted Cruz this morning because he's saying that a lot of Ted Cruz supporters went around saying that Ben Carson was going to quit the race, and he feels like he cost him a chunk of the vote.
Hmm. Yeah, I tell you, you vote for Cruz, you're voting for a lose. Lose,
I don't know
vote
about that.
For
just saying
Cruz
it's
and lose.
See what goes down.
All right, the leader of the Arizona branch of the NAACP,
yes.
National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they don't change that. That's an old, you don't call them colored people anymore, right? The NAAA, it should be the National
just
Association
what you said,
for
I
the
think is
Advancement
actually
of African Americans.
There you go.
You what?
You what you just said? You don't call them colored people. Anymore.
National? No, yeah, but that's politically incorrect.
Yes,
National
it is.
Association for the Advancement of African Americans. It should be the NAAA.
That just has become the new term.
Okay. Anyway, this guy is a moron. He's doing a television interview. Tells the reporter she has nice hoo-hoos.
Except he used not that word. He used like the T word. Not
yes,
very classy.
He used the T word. Yeah, very classy. Smart guy, huh? Where do these people come from. Richie, I've been doing a study.
Yeah? What'd you find?
What do you mean? Well, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Why did you laugh when I said I've been doing a study?
Just because you've been reading in the bathroom, that right. doesn't make a study.
I can't wait to hear what your study says.
Well, I didn't know I was reading in the bathroom. Where'd that come from?
That's your library, isn't it? The traveling library?
The airplane and the bathroom are the only places you read. We all know.
The Stephan Research Center, the SRC.
Don't tell Meredith that. Oh, my God.
Meredith, leave me alone. I'm busy in here. I'm making big discoveries.
Big thoughts.
Ah. Oh, yeah.
That's a little crude. Okay. What I was studying before I was so rudely interrupted is the problem with getting good concert tickets.
I hate when I drop my highlighter.
Oh.
The reason why you can't get reasonably priced tickets to major events is the system is rigged.
Yep.
So the Attorney General in New York State has charged Primo ticket, all of these. There are about 15 different companies in New York that are in somehow, some way, some fashion related to all the other, you know, the big ticket, Ace and StubHub and whomever. So, but we all know this is going on. I tried to get tickets to see Adele because I thought either we'll go to L.A. and see it or we'll go to the concert in Boston. And they were, when they were on sale, like $270. This is what they were charging for the tickets when they put them up for sale. And within 17 minutes, every single ticket that was available for every single Adele show was sold. Now, you tell me how that gets done without something crooked going on. Everybody knows it. You go online after that to find Adele tickets. Some of them were $700. Then there were $1,400. Now you find tickets available for Adele tickets, $4,600 for some of the seats
in
Los Angeles.
10 million?
What?
8 million? And you got 30,000 seats.
About 14 again.
Okay. Yeah. So you got 30,000 seats. Boom. Everybody gets on the internet at the same time, and within a few seconds, it's done.
Come on. You don't believe that.
A lot of brokers are picking it up.
No,
of course they are.
I believe brokers are picking them up, but I also believe
70% of tickets for two Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake shows at Yankee Stadium available only through pre-sale events. And they say that's no good either. I don't know what that means. What's a pre-sale event?
American Express is one of the sponsors of a lot of these big concerts. And if you're an American Express card holder, you can buy the day before they go on sale to the public.
Yeah, typically like with Citibank and with American Express, they'll send you a
pre-offer. So why is that no good?
I actually
What's
like it because
that?
I have those cards.
Yeah,
and
I'll use it.
A lot of the country concerts I go to.
See, I don't have a problem with that. I got a problem with these people buying them all up and then reselling them.
Yeah, me too.
And I think that's there's something illegal about it. There ought to be something illegal about it.
Yeah, and the long and the short of it is I'm going to go see Robert Randolph and the Family Band at the State Theater for $30, and I can buy a ticket out front the night of, so I don't really care about
it. But who knows who Robert Randolph is?
I do, and that's all I care about.
There you go, Richie.
I don't go see the big concerts anymore because of this. I'm not going to pay $300 and $400. I've never seen Prince because I will not pay $300 to see him.
Too much money.
That's like Madonna. Yeah. I would love to go see Madonna, but
I spent that kind
expensive.
Of dough to see Madonna.
Yeah, but I can't.
We saw Barry Manilow last year. See, we went to a bunch of concerts last year, and they were all pretty doggone expensive, and most of them were resale. I don't think there were any of them, with maybe the Beach Boys as an exception. I think that was through the StubHub Air Ace ticket, that kind of outfit. So, in a moment, a study on the sales of marijuana here in America. It's 44 minutes past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks.
You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, premium content, and competitive promos or sales. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it and plans may not be exact. Max the website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Savings to 1-818 after pay. Full amount exclusions and restrictions apply.
Here's an important question for parents of young children. Is your child riding in a recalled car seat? Last year, more than 6 million car seats were recalled for a safety defect, yet fewer than half of them were repaired. A new report out from Save Kids Worldwide, conducted with annual support from the General Motors Foundation, shows that part of the problem is that parents aren't registering their car seats, so they are not getting the automatic alerts from car seat manufacturers when the seat is recalled. Here's Kate Carr from Save Kids Worldwide.
Registering your child's car seat is the best way for a manufacturer to alert you of a recall and send you the required repair. But registering is just the first task. Parents, take action when a recall occurs to make sure your child and every child has a safe ride.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or a substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 8989. Loans are made by WebBank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
48 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Joe is in El Paso listening to KTSM, has a ticket story. When's the last time you went to an event and had to buy a ticket through the normal means, Joe?
Good morning, Doug. Well, first of all, I was a school teacher, and for the last 25 years, I've been supplementing my income by providing so-called ticket scalpers with tickets. And the issue is not the ticket scalpers at this point. It's the issue is a Ticketmaster. Since Barack Obama, in the second year of his term, allowed them to merge with Live Nation, they have a legal monopoly. They're the ticketing agent. They're the ticket distributor.
Yep.
They own the venues, and they scalp their tickets themselves through TicketsNow.com, which is owned by Ticketmaster.
So this is an Obama conspiracy.
No, it's not Obama conspiracy, sir. It's the fact that if you just Google Live Nation hired Rahm Emanuel, who was Obama's right-hand man at the time, as a CEO assistant, and he has no experience in ticketing. Now, there is a way for people to get tickets.
Rahm Emanuel worked for whom?
His brother was hired by Live Nation to get this merger through.
Rahm Emanuel's brother was running Live Nation. Now, there may be a conspiracy here.
To get this deal through. But there is a way for fans to get tickets, and there's certain venues, one by you, Santa Barbara Bowl, there's a Cajun Dome in Lafayette, there's the Pan Am Center here near me in Las Cruces. And the simple way to get good tickets is, on the pre-sales, you limit the buyers to the area code within 90-mile radius of the stadium, and the stadium people get a lot of tickets for their own on-sale, the day of the on-sale.
This is the way it ought to be done. Yeah. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, it could easily be done, but Live Nation does not want to do that at Ticketmaster. They enjoy the pre-sales because they see what the ticket scalpers are buying, and that way they can adjust the prices for the on-sale through their, quote, dynamic pricing. But like I said, there's certain venues, and there's like about 30 around the nation that do that. They keep it a lot more.
Now, the Justice Department, we do have a lot of problems with this sort of thing. The Antitrust Department is asleep at the switch, and it depends on who pays what. In other words, contributions to campaigns go a long way to influencing these decisions. You may be on the right path here, Joe. Thanks for
I got a history of emails with Nathan Hubbard, the old CEO of Live Nation in Los Angeles. And I was fighting the merger the whole time because I'm able to go into a show on the day of the on sale and at a ticket outlet and see how many seats are there. And since the merger approximately what, 5-6 years ago, there's been less and less and less.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. I'll never get to see Prince, obviously. I'm not going to pay the $400 for it. So it's 51 past the hour on those 7 good days. Working part-time in a five and dime. My boss is Mr. McGee. He told me several times that he didn't like the kind. And I was a bit silly as you leave. It seemed that I was busy doing something close to nothing. But different than the day before.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A thousand people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Not like they used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to hate it. This is one time where television really fails to capture the true excitement of a large squirrel predicting the weather. Well, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today.
All right, this movie was number one during this week in, what was it, 1988, I think.
Did this movie go back that far?
Sounds about right.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. All right, so the clips come from Groundhog Day, Bill Murray. And the song "I Got You, Babe" by Sonny and Cher. The theory behind the movie had been repeated in a couple of different scenarios, different events. But this is not. Was this the first time we saw a movie that kept going back to
the same day over and over and over
day.
Again?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the first one I remember.
Yeah,
remember
I mean,
the movie with Jake Gyllenhaal on the train going into Chicago. Remember that? And there was a crash. And
yeah, I don't think I saw it, but I know what
you're
talking
movie?
About. Yeah.
That was the same thing, the same play over and over and over again. And there have been a couple of other movies that follow that same scenario. But it all started here, folks. Isn't that exciting? 55 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with more movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
You know, I've noticed a trend in movies, because we like to go to the movies and see good movies, and I guess all of us have a different definition of what a good movie is. But mm-hmm. I got to tell you something. Some of these trailers that are around now, the zombie apocalypse, the kinds of things going on in Batman versus Superman, the scary, horrible villains that are emerging in some of these movies. I don't understand what there is about this stuff that is so attractive. Who likes to see these horrible monsters? I'm looking at the Captain America sort of Civil War trailer with all of this stuff back and forth. Wasn't it Captain America versus Robert Downey's character? What's the name of the character? Iron Man.
Yeah.
I mean, what? And all these Transformers, and I look at these things and I can't begin to imagine how it is that people want to go see this. This Deadpool. What am I missing here? The Suicide Squad, as they're portrayed in Batman versus Superman, even if you were to look at the things that are in the cartoons that they come from, movies make things a lot more scary, I suppose, because of the gift that they have of being able to utilize all of that, technical stuff. But and now what I saw here and looking through the Superman has a secret weakness. Really, it's called kryptonite. And Batman apparently gets a hold of some kryptonite in Batman versus Superman.
I'm curious to see how they pull this off.
Yeah, I don't see how they're going to
pull it off. Who's the bad guy? Who's the good guy? Who ends up?
It looks like Batman's the good guy, but I don't know.
Yeah, but does Superman end up at the end of the movie? Are they both good guys?
Maybe.
Tracking $154 million for opening weekend. Please. All right, take a deep breath, Doug. I'm still your hero.
Not all scary.
Everybody, yeah, it's going to be all right.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.